here's a story from The World.
Two Latin Grammy winners were sentenced to long prison terms in Cuba this month. Their crime? Composing and recording a song.
Y eres tú mi canto de sirena, porque con tu voz se van mis penas.
The song Patria y Vida became an anthem of demonstrations that broke out in Cuba last July, the largest anti-government protests on the island in decades, with people there demanding an end to economic and political repression. The World's TV Saizea reports.
Cuba has a long and rich history of music inspired by politics. You can find veiled references to frustration, hope, pain, and discontent with the regime in the music of many artists, like exile singer Celia Cruz.
Por si acaso no regreso, yo me llevo tu bandera.
She's lamenting she can't go back home.
Liberada no te viera.
Famous songwriter Silvio Rodriguez dedicated many songs to the ideals of the Cuban Revolution, including references to his time in the military.
Ojalá pase algo que te borre de pronto, una luz cegadora, un disparo de nieve.
And the underground Cuban rap movement in the 90s denounced social injustices. Here's the singer in the band Los Orillas saying he can't hide his sadness about what's happening in his country. But one of the most direct critiques to the Cuban regime came last year in the song Patria y Vida. Patria y Vida means homeland or life. It's a play on words of the revolutionary slogan Patria o Muerte, or Homeland or Death. The song was released early last year by a group of Cuban artists. Some recorded their parts in Cuba while others were in exile. The song demands freedom for the Cuban people and accuses the government of destroying the quality of life there. No more lies. My people are asking for freedom, the song says. It was transformed into a rallying cry. This is from July last year, when thousands of protesters took the streets chanting Patria y Vida. But criticizing the government is illegal in Cuba. Close to 1,500 people were arrested during these protests, and half of them are still in jail. That's according to 11J, a nonprofit that tracks detentions in the country. The risk extended to the songwriters, too.
Soy el Funkestyle, aquí tienen mi firma, y ustedes están sobrando, ya no le queda nada.
This is Cuban rapper Eliezer Márquez, known as El Funky. He and artists Michael Castillo and Luis Manuel Otero were the only performers who worked on the song Patria y Vida while in Cuba. And they were all arrested last year. Márquez was able to leave the country, but back home, his friends are facing a different fate. Last week, a Cuban court sentenced Otero to 5 years in prison and Castillo to 9.
Michael y Luis están presos por ese poder de convocatoria que tan grande que tiene.
Márquez says his friends are in prison because they have a big reach. The government is afraid of them, he says.
Me siento súper triste, súper mal. Es impotencia, es la palabra. Es una impotencia.
I feel very sad and frustrated because no one can do anything for them, he says. He tells me his friends are in a high security cell and they are not in good health.
The regime basically has given Cubans three options if they don't want to go along with the dictatorship.
This is John Suarez from Center for a Free Cuba in Washington, D.C.
One option is prison, the other is death, and the other is exile.
He says the Cuban regime was terrified by the song, and now people can be arrested just for listening to it.
Because they didn't want these messages of liberation and freedom spreading into the population.
Patria y Vida now has 11 million views on YouTube and won 2 Latin Grammy Awards in November. I asked musicologist Susan Thomas what's so special about this song. She studies Cuban music and its relation to culture and politics at the University of Colorado.
The song is brilliant. It's openly critical, and it's mass mediated, and it pairs artists who have had international careers, and that's a dangerous combination, and that is something we haven't seen before.
Groups including Amnesty International, Human Rights Foundation, and Freedom House have denounced the lack of a fair trial for Castillo and Otero and are calling for their immediate release. For The World, I am Tibisa Itzea.
Con la incertidumbre de pasado plantado, 15 amigos puestos, listos para morirnos, izamos la bandera todavía, la represión del régimen al día.
From PRX.